The killing of George Floyd is resonating in France. One black woman has been fighting for the truth about her own brother's death in police custody 4 years ago. In Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports on how what happened in Minneapolis is forcing change in France.
Assa Traoré has become a celebrity these days. Her signature afro is hard to miss, and people stop her on the streets of Paris to thank her. We duck into her friend's shop to find a quiet place to talk. Traoré says she couldn't watch the full George Floyd video because it would have been like watching her own brother die. Adama Traoré died while being detained by police in July 2016 in a Paris suburb.
Adama took the weight of three policemen on his back after they threw him to the ground. He said, "I can't breathe." It was his 24th birthday. He had put on his Bermuda shorts, a flowered shirt and cap to take a bike ride and be free. But that day, my little brother died like a slave.
Traoré ran from police doing an ID check because he didn't have his documents with him. Assa Traoré says her brother died under the weight of three cops and a racist system. A state medical examiner said he died from an underlying heart problem. The officers were transferred to new jurisdictions. None of them has faced charges. After her brother's death, the 35-year-old former special education teacher formed an advocacy group she's been fighting ever since. On June 2nd, everything changed. Traoré called a protest that would have normally drawn a few hundred people at most. 20,000 showed up, despite the pandemic. Journalist Rokaya Diallo says George Floyd's killing was a turning point.
And what Assa Traoré did was to say, hey, we also have racism and police brutality in France. So if you cover what's going on in the US, you need to speak about what black and brown people are going through here.
Assa Traoré has since become the face of Black Lives Matter in France.
Bonsoir ce soir, Assa Traoré. Bonsoir, Assa.
Smart and passionate, she denounces racism and police violence on TV shows and in magazines. Civil rights lawyer Slim Benachour says Assa Traoré is making some people uncomfortable.
She's changing the game. She's also the target of all the racism. A lot of media are making her a stereotype of an American thing. She has, you know, the hair. She's Angela Davis. And that bothers a lot of people.
Geoffroy de la Gannerie is a sociologist and philosopher who published a book with Traoré last year called Adama's Fight. He says her movement took off after George Floyd's killing because for years she had built support traveling the country and organizing at the grassroots level.
Spoken with families, with mothers, with young guys, with young women and so on. And they were there the 2nd of June because she was there for them when they needed help.
Traoré has allied with climate activists, students, healthcare workers, and yellow vest protesters. She says the Justice for Adama movement cuts through race and class.
Even those from nice neighborhoods who don't experience police violence are with us now. And that's our force.
Traoré's growing protest movement is having an effect. Last week, a Paris court announced that judges will reinvestigate the death of Adama Traoré. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.